of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Annika Gal from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the AARP magazine, possibly from the UC Berkeley Health After 50 newsletter, and starting right now from a wonderful little magazine called Active Over 50. And this first article is entitled, When to Take Social Security. The origins of this program can be traced back to the Great Depression, when Social Security was established in 1935. Its main purpose was to provide a minimum floor of income support for all eligible workers. At that time, the average life expectancy of the working male was approximately 62 years, so the government set retirement at 65 years of age. Times have changed. Now, the life expectancy for a working male is 84 years old. 84. And, statistically, women live longer than men. At current rates, Social Security has enough money to pay out in full to every recipient until 2033. That may be too soon for many readers. Reports and numbers indicate that, without any overhaul or income added into the system, from 2034 to 2077, so 2034 to 2077, the payout will be close to 75% of what is paid in. This is because the system is funded by employee payroll deductions. One portion of the relevant tax consists of an equal amount of employee income paid by the employee and employer. Self-employed people, freelancers, contractors, and Uber drivers, among others, pay both the employee and employer portions. These benefits are calculated according to the 35 highest earning years in the workforce and adjusted for inflation. Fortunately, the U.S. government has many options at its disposal in order to keep Social Security fully functional. They can increase the full retirement age or raise the income amount subject to the tax, among other things. It depends on what the government sees as the role of Social Security. When should you take benefits? Just because you turn 62, however, does not mean that you should start income right away. For every year that you wait after age 62 to collect Social Security, you get approximately a 6% bump up every year until age 70. There is no further advantage to waiting beyond age 70. Where else can you find such an annual risk-free raise on your income and from the government, no less? It pays to wait, if you can. Be warned, however, Social Security benefits may be diminished if you go back to work after age 62 and until full retirement age, FRA, after starting benefits. You can also check your benefits online by creating your own account at www.ssa.gov. Contrary to popular belief, electing Social Security benefits is not a simple matter. There are literally hundreds of ways to elect benefits, and these choices have significant impact over the course of the retirement years. Talk to your financial advisor and ask him or her to run a Social Security income analysis for you. The United States is undergoing the largest graying of its workforce. More than 10,000 baby boomers are retiring each day for the next 15 years. 10,000 a day. These are people born between the years 1946 and 1964. Over 50 million of them are nearing retirement. And the source of that information is Insurance Research Institute, April 2018, Pew Research, 2010. They will join the approximately 54 million people who are currently receiving benefits, 74% of which are retired workers and their dependents. The source? Social Security Administration, September 2017. And the benefits. Types of benefits. Social Security provides four types of benefits. One, retirement benefits for those who have worked in covered employment for many years. They are eligible to receive retirement benefits beginning at age 62. Two, Medicare health benefits are for the spouse and minor children of any retired or disabled worker who qualified for benefits. Three, income benefits are for the survivors of a deceased worker covered by Social Security. The surviving spouse is entitled to receive benefits until the youngest child turns 18. And four, disability benefits for workers who make regular contributions but are disabled mentally or physically before reaching the retirement age. Okay, our next article is from the UC Berkeley Health After 50 newsletter. This is health advice from the School of Public Health. Dietary supplements, helpful, harmful, or harmless? What the latest evidence says. Americans' obsession with dietary supplements continues to grow, but so does evidence that many vitamin and mineral supplements do little to protect or improve our health. Several recent studies have added to the dismal overall track record for dietary supplements when they're tested in rigorous clinical trials. Cardiovascular supplements. Getting certain nutrients directly from the food you eat can help reduce your risk of death and other health problems. But getting the nutrients from dietary supplements isn't the same, according to a study published in July in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The extensive review found that just 2 in 16 nutritional supplements recommended for preventing early death and cardiovascular disease offered any protection, and even those 2, omega-3 fatty acids and folic acid, had uncertain evidence. Researchers from Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, West Virginia University, and other medical institutions reviewed studies that investigated the association between nutritional supplements and cardiovascular disease, which includes heart disease and stroke, among nearly 1 million people. They concluded that the following nutritional supplements had no positive effect on a longer life or cardiovascular health. Vitamins A, C, D, E, vitamin B complex, B6, vitamin B3 niacin, multivitamins, antioxidants, calcium, iron, selenium, beta-carotene. Among the study's other findings, albeit with low-quality evidence, omega-3 fatty acid and folate supplements might reduce heart attack and stroke risk, respectively. Vitamin D, combined with calcium, offers no benefit but might do harm by slightly increasing stroke risk. An earlier study in April of the Annals, or in the Annals of Internal Medicine, had similar thumbs-down findings for supplements. In that study, researchers from Tufts University in Boston assessed data from more than 27,000 U.S. adults ages 20 and older from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey and the National Death Index. They looked at the association between dietary supplement use and death from all causes, such as heart disease and cancer. They found that getting the right amount of vitamin A, vitamin K, copper, magnesium, and zinc was associated with a reduced risk of premature death, but only if the source of the nutrients was food. Overall, the results showed that if adults aren't getting the nutrients they need from food, getting them from dietary supplements doesn't lower the risk of early death. Multivitamins. 1 in 3 adults takes a daily multivitamin, the most popular dietary supplement in the United States. Unfortunately, multivitamins won't cut risk for heart attacks or strokes, according to a Johns Hopkins-led analysis in Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes last year. Researchers analyzed 18 observational and clinical trials involving more than 2 million people over an average of 12 years. The researchers concluded that multivitamins and mineral supplements don't reduce the risk of heart attacks, strokes, or other cardiovascular-related deaths. The Hopkins analysis builds on past studies that came to similar conclusions. In 2014, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, USPSTF, reported that there wasn't enough evidence to support taking multivitamins or most other vitamin and mineral supplements to prevent cardiovascular disease or cancer. Multivitamin formulas vary greatly, so even if there were benefits or harms, it would be difficult to know which components and dosages were responsible. If multivitamins have an effect, good or bad, it is likely to be small or may occur in just a few or a small subgroup of people. As it is, the weight of evidence suggests that multivitamins provide little or no benefit for well-nourished people who, ironically, are the ones who tend to take supplements. Those who would be most likely to benefit from supplementation, that is, people who are truly malnourished, are least likely to take them. One striking recent fall from grace in the supplement world is vitamin D. In the last decade, testing for vitamin D deficiency and sales of supplements of the nutrient increased 100-fold. Originally recommended primarily to help strengthen bones, vitamin D drew scientific interest for its potential to reduce cardiovascular disease and cancer. Several studies published this year have dampened enthusiasm for vitamin D's potential as a super supplement. The vitamin D and omega-3 trial, otherwise known as VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, which included 25,871 adults ages 50 and older, found that taking 2,000 international units, or IUs, of vitamin D daily for about 5 years did not reduce the risk for cardiovascular disease or breast, colorectal, or prostate cancers. Results were reported in June in the New England Journal of Medicine. An analysis of 21 randomized clinical trials that involved 83,291 patients found no evidence that vitamin D is associated with a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease or premature death. The analysis was published in JAMA Cardiology in June. The findings of VITAL should slow the vitamin D bandwagon. But the results are hardly the last word. Other clinical trials are underway. The VITAL researchers are continuing to follow the participants' incidence of cardiovascular disease and cancer. Vitamin D with calcium. Doctors sometimes recommend vitamin D combined with calcium supplements to help prevent age-related bone loss. But last year, the USPSTF announced there's no evidence that vitamin D alone or with calcium is associated with reduced risk of fractures in adults without osteoporosis, a prior fracture, or a vitamin D deficiency. However, some critics point out that the USPSTF focused on low doses of vitamin D and that higher amounts could prove protective. It's better to get calcium from food than from supplements because foods naturally rich in calcium supply other nutrients essential for bones and general health. If you don't eat calcium-rich foods often, though, ask your doctor whether you need a calcium supplement. If so, do not exceed 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of supplemental calcium. But getting the daily recommended intake of calcium, 1,000 milligrams for men ages 51 to 70, and 1,200 milligrams for women over 50 and men over 70, from your diet is best. What to do? Vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients are essential for our healthy body, but you're unlikely to gain protection against disease by consuming supplements in high doses. Although there's little evidence that supplements prevent disease in the general population, specific groups may benefit. You may need a multivitamin or other nutritional supplement if you either are frail or elderly and unable to eat sufficient amounts of food, perhaps due to an illness or a poor appetite, are a vegan, have a food allergy, have undergone weight loss surgery, or are on a restricted diet, have a medical condition such as cancer, anemia, or celiac disease that causes nutritional deficiencies, are diagnosed with or at elevated risk of a chronic disease or illness such as age-related macular degeneration, and you may benefit from high doses of specific supplements. If you currently take a supplement, ask yourself why you're taking it. If you can't give yourself a clear and specific answer, you'd be well advised to consult with your doctor about it. And it's always a good idea to consult your doctor or a dietitian for guidance if you're thinking about starting a supplement. He or she can identify any nutritional gaps you may have and make recommendations specific to your situation. Okay, so here are the best food sources of nutrients. This is so important. Best food sources of nutrients. All right. The best food sources of nutrients you need for your body come from food. Below are some nutrient-rich foods to keep stocked in your kitchen. For vitamin A, carrots, sweet potatoes, okay, those are orange vegetables, egg yolks, dark leafy greens, cod liver oil. For vitamin B6, bananas, potatoes, brown rice, chicken, salmon, tuna. Vitamin B12, salmon, liver, egg yolks, lentils, spinach, fortified cereals. Vitamin C, citrus fruits, peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, strawberries. Vitamin D, fatty fish, liver, egg yolks, fortified foods like milk, orange juice, and cereals. Vitamin E, whole grain foods, avocados, nuts, spinach, and other dark leafy greens. Vitamin K, collards, spinach, kale, and other dark leafy greens, broccoli, carrot juice. Calcium, non-fat and low-fat milk, yogurt, and cheese. Kale, broccoli, canned sardines. Copper, liver, oysters, sesame seeds, unsweetened baking chocolate, potatoes, cashews. Folate, liver, spinach, avocado, lentils, fortified cereals. Magnesium, almonds, cashews, peanuts, black beans, spinach, shredded wheat, soy milk. Potassium, apricots, lentils, prunes, potatoes, kidney beans, orange juice, bananas. And zinc, oysters, beef, Alaska king crab, fortified cereals. Boy, I would think that just having a very, very well-balanced diet with several different colorful vegetables and a good moderation of everything would be fantastic. I think that that's what the dietitian would probably say, but go ask the dietitian. Okay, our last article is going to be from Milestones Magazine, the Senior Citizen Magazine. Roads Well Traveled, and this is called Milestones by Mike Jeroke. Age is a case of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. That's by Satchel Paige. Birthdays come and birthdays go, no big deal. Then comes along the milestone birthday, you know, 13, 21, 30, 40, 50, 65, etc., etc. If we're fortunate, we can make it through many of these, and so it was for me recently. It was my turn to celebrate the milestone of 75. And how about you? Any milestones coming up for you soon? As for my very significant birthday, the date was made to stand out, be more spectacular, more meaningful, because my family and friends all joined together to celebrate the occasion with me and at a very special place, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We spent a week there, enjoying each other's company, telling stories, having fun, living large, and loving life. On one memorable evening, they threw a bit of a bash for me. So needless to say, there were many positives that came along with my turning 75. The secret of genius is to carry the spirit of the child into old age, which means never losing your enthusiasm. And that is by Aldous Huxley. The location was great. After all, is there any better therapy than the ocean and walks on a beautiful beach? Not in my mind. Time with family and friends, the best. When I would be asked what I wanted for my birthday, my answer was always the same. Seeing my five grandsons together, laughing so hard, was the only gift I really needed to make the day perfect. Happy to report that I received that gift over and over again all week long. My lovely wife, God bless her, put a great deal of effort into planning most every detail of the week. I know she lost sleep thinking, maybe overthinking, about every possible aspect of every day. Kudos to her that it all came together in such a grand fashion. The place, the boys, family, friends, great food, fun, etc., etc., were all so special. What lingers and penetrates most deeply into my soul, however, is the simple truth that I have been blessed beyond all measure and must now give back as best as I can to as many as I am able to reach from this day forward. I honestly believe that anyone who reaches the milestone of, quote, senior citizenship, end quote, has much to share, teach, give back. No exalted status is required, just you and the joy, pain, and wisdom that's been acquired as you have worked to, quote, run through the tape of your life, end quote. Age appears to be best in four things: old wood, best to burn, old wine, to drink, old friends, to trust, and old authors, to read. And that's by Francis Bacon. So pay attention and take note as the years unfold. Then give back as best you can. You will enjoy the smile and look of contentment you see looking back at you in the mirror. And this author, whose name is Mike Jaroch, J-A-R-O-C-H, is the author of Extraordinary Lessons from an Ordinary Life. Okay, and I'm going to leave you now with an autumn rainbow sheet pan dinner recipe. It's not only delicious and nutritious, but it is beautiful. It takes only 15 minutes to prepare and then some time to cook. Your ingredients: 3 chicken breasts halved, 1 12-ounce bottle garlic rosemary citrus marinade such as Stonewall Kitchen, 1/2 pound butternut squash peeled and chopped, 1/2 pound fresh Brussels sprouts halved, 1/2 pound baby carrots, 1 Gala apple peeled, cored, and cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 2 tablespoons olive oil, salt, and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Okay, place the chicken breast halves in a gallon-sized resealable plastic bag and add marinade. Refrigerate for 1 hour. Preheat your oven to 450 degrees. Line a sheet pan with heavy-duty aluminum foil. Place the butternut squash, Brussels sprouts, baby carrots, and apple on the sheet pan. Drizzle with olive oil and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Place marinated chicken breasts on top of vegetable-fruit mixture and drizzle with leftover marinade from bag. Bake in the preheated oven until chicken is no longer pink and the juices run clear, 25 to 30 minutes. An instant read thermometer inserted into the center should read 165 degrees. Turn on the oven's broiler. Broil until vegetables are lightly browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Oh my gosh, this looks so good. Extremely flavorful. Full of all of our wonderful vitamins that we talked about that we are all needing, and no supplements. And I hope you will enjoy that these beautiful, crisp, cool fall days. Well, we have run out of today's time for modern maturity. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle. No. The North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I hope you have a tremendous week. Keep on dancing. Get outdoors. Enjoy this beautiful weather. And eat well. See you next time.